This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
So Alex Jones has been number one on Twitter for most of the day. And what they do is they take a one-minute clip out of a five-minute video we're about to show you, and they edit it down to a minute so it doesn't make sense. And they say Jones just randomly showed up at a park entrance and started yelling at teenagers who had done nothing wrong. No. Just like Governor Newsom shut down all the major beaches of California for 6 months, and people got angry, and cities got angry, because the healthiest place to be is out in the sun. My wife came in Sunday morning, hiking with a friend, and said, these teenagers yelled at us and cussed at us, and said, you don't have a reservation, get off this park, when it's a 98,000-plus acre park, as big as a national park. Austin has the biggest city parks ever because they had a thing called SOS back in 92 to spend hundreds of millions to forcibly make ranches and farms sell their property. So a third of Austin towards the west is green because the environmentalists said we're taking it. It'll always be a free park for the public. And so I go, really? I mean, I know they've closed all the golf courses that are public. I know they've closed all the pools. I know they've closed parks that have, like, you know, gym equipment and stuff for kids, but I meant the green belt. She goes, yeah, go down there. So I called a camera guy, called a security guy. In an hour, we met down there, and I walk up and I walk through. You're about to see the video.
Where are you going,
huh? About the past, I've been coming here since I was in high school and college. The park is 98,000 plus acres, just one piece of it. And I went, I've been coming here since high school and college. Now that's the top of Twitter. Edited down so it looks like I'm just yelling at innocent people on phones. No. They told me, hey, what are you doing? Get out of here. They yelled at my wife hours before. So again, that's the deception of mainstream media. The police go, yeah, there's no law. This is because there's no law. They just said send lifeguards and bureaucrats and trash collectors to go to dozens of entrances and say no one is allowed to go on these giant green belts. These people are preying on you. They're lying to you. They hope you're stupid. And, of course, they won't let my response trend. They'll probably block it. That's what criminals do. But it lives at band.video and Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Here is what they claimed happened. Then you'll see the full video of what actually happened. Please realize the globalists count on you not sharing this via your email, via your text message. Can't do it really on Twitter or Facebook. You know what happens there. But the enemy counts on ignorance. Don't let them win. Share this video. About the past, I've been coming here since I was in high school and college. And now you guys use your COVID hoax to, like, set a checkpoint up so you can take over the parks and start charging. It's unconstitutional. This is not even a city ordinance. This is a illegal power grab of the people's greenbelt, and it's time to free Austin. So are you guys volunteers for the city of Austin? Who are you, Masked Man?
I'm a lifeguard for Barton Springs.
You're a lifeguard for Barton Springs, now part of the criminal power grab. This is outrageous criminal activity. This is the seizure of the infrastructure of Austin.
It is all color of law garbage. My wife came here this morning when you cult member Coops showed up here, and you asked her, where's her reservation? Her reservation is that we live in a free country. We live in America. I call for everybody out there watching. The time for civil disobedience is here. I want this removed tonight. COVID-19 is a power grab hoax. COVID-19 is a scam. Is that your IQ? One finger? APD just did its job when a man came up sick and I go in here. And the APD told me, no, it's not enforceable. You can go on in.
With over 100,000 acres, the parks in Austin, Texas are known as some of the most beautiful and widespread in the country. And in 1992, the Save Our Springs Ordinance was adopted as law, which opened up these beautiful lands to the public. Austinites practically live in a national park. Taxpayers paid for it, It is ours to enjoy. It is the law. But now, Austin City Mayor Stephen Adler is attempting to seize control.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable food now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. The year was 1996, and I was producing my first documentary film because it was in the UN Biological Diversity Treaty, and George Herbert Walker Bush had a few years before signed us on to Agenda 21 and a UNESCO treaty, though never ratified by Congress, that said by the year 2020 they would lock up most of the public lands and that the general public would not be allowed to go on national and state parks without reservations, and that it would be about 1% of the numbers previously allowed. And then we discovered under COVID-19, it is the United Nations creating the 6-foot social distancing fraud, the massive death toll prediction frauds, the fraud of saying no one has to die to call it a pandemic. And now they've closed the beaches in California and New Jersey and New York for 6 months. They're still trying to close them in California, all under UN directives. And if doctors and scientists come out, and point out that it's all a fraud, they get banned off of Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you name it. And they're told the United Nations is in charge. You disagree with the WHO. That's not allowed. If you guys put the map back on screen for TV viewers, that is a map from 1996 put out by Dr. Michael Kaufman, a environmental engineer and expert. And that map, according to UN maps, blow it up, and you see Austin, Texas, exactly where we are. Exactly where the red is of the Austin Greenbelt is where they are now shutting it to the public. That is the Barton Creek Greenbelt. If you scroll up, Texas is right there on the bottom, and you zoom right in where Austin is, you can see where they're shutting the whole thing down, and those are the corridors where no one will be allowed to go. Absolute seizure of total control. And they're already shutting down state and national park areas. They're already destroying roads. They're already trying to keep the public out for many years, where upwards of 80% of the land's federal out west. This is their operation. So I put a film out in 1997 called America Destroyed by Design. And boy, are we not seeing that plan to deindustrialize and shut us down and make us a service economy and then declare the service economy obsolete. It's Agenda 21 signed on at the Rio de Janeiro conference right before he left office in 1992. Mr. New World Order, George Herbert Walker Skull and Bones Bush. Best friends with the Clintons to this day. Till he died. And now the Global Clinton Initiative has Bush Jr. involved in it, and they've graduated from president up to World Government Board level.
And this is directly from the Rockefeller Foundation, Lockstep, 2010. Quote, under the guise of a pandemic, we will create a prison state on a planetary scale. People ask, how did I know all this? Well, we have the website that just kind of redirects to InfoWars, but prisonplanet.com. I plan a revamp of it very soon. Prisonplanet.com. But you might want to go to the Operation Lockstep document itself. Let's go there for TV viewers, radio listeners. Just type in Operation Lockstep, Rockefeller Foundation. You'll be on the Rockefeller Foundation website. And they say, we'll bring in a planetary prison state, which is a prison planet, under the guise of a pandemic, under the guise. And in my film, Endgame, E-N-D-G-A-M-E, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, we tell you that because even before they had the Rockefeller Foundation say that, they had the Club of Rome and the UN say it, and in leaked North American Union minutes from George Herbert Walker Bush and then later Obama, at the secret confabs, they discuss planetary rule, and they say, we will have tighter top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership. These are their words. And they also describe re-education centers you will be sent to, especially if you're white males. And now, folks working on U.S. nuclear weapons, federal government's premier nuclear research lab hosted a three-day re-education camp, that's their words, for white males with the goal of exposing their whiteness and how that's bad. So this is a Hitlerian race-based model where you take the minority of the minority, whites of the minority, about 8% worldwide, so half of those male, 4%, and you teach they're bad, and corporate trillionaire, they control trillion, white men direct the operation and train the brown people to be racist and then organize the whole planet around that, destroying what middle class is left on the planet. Full report from InformationLiberation.com is up on InfoWars.com. U.S. Nuclear Research Lab hosted a re-education camp for white males. Go read it for yourself, where they have to declare themselves bad and evil and the things that are not good. President Trump, being white, you have to associate yourself with the KKK and mass killings and agree that you are a bad person. Mom, golf, baseball, apple pie are all bad as well. Now, I'm not joking. This is not a joke. Just like the official City of Austin budget says, proposal, blow up the police station. This is a communist takeover with billionaires running the whole thing. And because there's nothing we won't put up with, there's no limit to what they'll do. Remember, Hillary said, we need re-education camps for men and for adults. People said, what does that mean? Obama, it came out in 2010. The document was from then, but came out a few years later. We got it. People didn't believe it. It was real. The Army said, no, that's a real document. They leaked it to us, by the way. They didn't like it. It said, we're going to have re-education camps in America. They were hiring re-education camp specialists for during a civil war. They described processing Americans in with their Social Security numbers. Just type in Obama DOD document. Describes re-education camps for right-wingers. And you can read the document. It's public. About a year after we broke it, the Army itself put it on its website. So it's not that the Army's even our enemy. The globalists want control of the military and the police to then make them carry out the pure evil. And that's what putting in the district attorneys and the county attorneys and the state attorney generals and stacking the FBI with their people is about. Is living in a real police state. Now, we have a bunch of big guests today. Jay Dyer is going to be interviewing very well-known, top of the food chain, comedian Sam Hyde, Ali Alexander, journalist and analysis expert, will be joining us to talk about Kamala Harris and just how evil she is and what's up with her, and so much more today. But you have to understand, we have fought, thanks to your support, to just stay in position, to be on radio and TV stations, to have InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and to have Band.Video. And yeah, we have a lot of videos that get over 1 million views. Our top video has about 4.5 million views. We really need videos with 10 million views. And I don't make money off the advertising that's on them. We take the money we make from the radio show and people buying the products, and we put it back into the bandwidth and the infrastructure that's millions of dollars a quarter. So it takes a lot of money to do this, and we appreciate you, but we want to pay a lot of money for bandwidth because we want to reach people. So go to band.video, click the left-hand link. It'll pull down a menu of all the different channels, and there's the band videos of band.video. That's all the medical doctors, scientists, and nurses. Those are the most viral videos that have been banned off Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, and they are so pissed those even exist, they are fighting around the clock to bring down that banned section. In fact, I want that banned section on the left-hand side of band.video put to the top. I don't want Alex Jones to be at the top, or Owen Schroyer, or David Knight, or Paul Watson, or John Bound, or even David Icke. I want those banned doctors and whistleblowers at the top of the navigation bar. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Broadcasting from Austin, Texas, worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So here's the Rockefeller Foundation 2010. Under the guise of a pandemic, we will create a prison state. Close quote. Here's another quote. A world of tighter top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership with limited innovation and growing citizen pushback. You know, just the main synopsis document is 5 pages long, but it's linked to several hundred pages that I read more than a decade ago. This got picked up and put into reports with the headline, Flash Mobs and Brain Chips, A Grim Vision of the Future, the London Guardian. And the British Ministry of Defense put out a similar report. This is the plan. And so people ask, hey, what's it like? What's it like to be made fun of by all the major nighttime comic shows? What's it like to have them edit videos of you and make it the number one thing on Twitter? And the number one thing on Twitter yesterday was, Alex Jones is a child molester. Alex Jones sent child porn to Sandy Hook families. That's totally not true. But that's my punishment for exposing these people. But that's okay. Because did you hear? They predict you're going to end up waking up finally, but they're going to have combat robots, and you're not going to have any jobs or any land to farm on, so you won't know how to take care of yourself, and they're going to make you acquiesce to sterilization to even be able to get your food credit card. And you're going to have to take implantable chips. And then finally, they'll say, hey, if you want to live like a king for a year and travel the world, sign on to this agreement that you're going to euthanize yourself in 1 year. That's the official plan. And I sit here watching our free, rich society destroyed, and people think, hey, what's it like to be number one on Reddit and then lying about you and making fun of you? What's it like to be number one on Twitter with them lying about you and saying you're a child molester? Well, I'm exposing child molesters. What do you think they're going to do? It's like in the movies when they catch the bad guy finally and he goes, no, it's him, to whoever's busted him. I have integrity, and I am proud to be number one on Twitter, them saying I'm a child molester. I am proud for them to say I'm a joke and a liar and Walter Sobchak. I like Walter Sobchak. At least he stands up for what he believes in. And so you're all going to see, it's all going to you're all going to get cancer. Your kids are all going to be mentally retarded. It's going to get so hellish that you'll finally won't be able to deny it. And by then you're going to be spiritually, culturally tied up in the back of the truck, going to the dungeon. And I'm not talking to our general audience. I'm talking to everybody that thinks all of this is so incredibly funny. So I can sit here and read to you the Bill and Melinda Gates lockstep document, or show you 2 days of the public war game they did with all the top globalists admitting the takeover and the social distancing and the lockdown. This is in October to November. 2 months, but they televised 2 days of it. I mean, I've sat there and watched most of the 2 days. You know what else I watched? 2 days of the December 2nd, December 3rd UN meeting in Switzerland, where they admitted the vaccines don't work, were given them by Bill and Melinda Gates, the doctors believe they're hurting people, the front line is wobbly, we can't cover this up anymore. The truth is, it's all right there. And the truth is, the Arnold Schwarzeneggers and people of the world, the governors, the minions, they know all this is real. They know what's happening. So they're out telling you, good job. You are not out on street. I am allowed to be out. You are not allowed to be. I live in big mansion. Stay in your house. Do as you are told. Because he was trained by Kurt Waldheim, the head of the United Nations, who was an SS officer. So was his father. And it's not that Nazis run the New World Order. It's that they are a good component of it and a spinoff of it. And so, if you won't stand up for yourself, wolves are going to come in and take everything you've got, ever had, or ever will have. And so, I know I'm right. I know what's coming next. I tell you what's coming next because it's all right here. And whether you're in Thailand or whether you're in Germany or whether you're in Canada or whether you're in the United States or Australia or New Zealand, the exact same systems are rolling out. But in New Zealand and Australia and in Spain, they're a little ahead of us in New Zealand. Kids being taught they can never touch anyone again, being locked in plastic bubbles directly out of Alfred Kinsey and Skinner and the rest of it. Restaurants doing it now, officially. It was a joke a few months ago. No, it wasn't. Now, rock concerts, music concerts, where you're in cages. Nothing to do with viruses. It's about trained to be led into cages. This isn't some little side thing. This is the carbon tax. This is the world government. This is teaching you that you can't ever use the national park or state park again. Except by reservation, because the globalists don't want you doing it. They're going to get rid of the international air travel like it was. They're going to get rid of the cruise ships. They're getting rid of all of it. This was just the process of getting you dumbed down and decadent and distracted, making it all a big wonderland, all a big party, just like the allegory of Pinocchio, where they need Pinocchio to become corrupt first. So they liquor him up. They have them rob, break some things, be a hooligan, and that turns them into a jackass so they can be loaded on a slave ship and taken to a mine on an island to be prisoners. And now we're turning into the jackass, led by jackasses, and we're being taken to that prison island right now. So I hope everyone enjoys it because they need you to metaphysically comply. And so it goes like this. Only a 15-day lockdown to keep the hospitals clear. That was a lie. Only a month long of masks. Only a 6-month. Only a 2-year. Oh, sorry. Now they've got to wear them forever, Fauci and the UN says. Oh, and you got to have contact tracers at your house to come visit you. And yeah, we got to break families up. Already being beta tested in Spain and in Australia and in England and in New Zealand. Total lockdowns. Oh, sorry. You have to stay in your house for months. We'll bring you food. You're being taught how obsolete you are. How non-essential. Non-essential means obsolete. You are obsolete. You've positioned yourself with no bargaining chips, and then the inoculations, which they say aren't forced, but if you want a job or to fly on a plane or get on a bus, you got to have it. So next before that is the bracelets and the tracking apps. And, oh, getting your temperature checked. Oh, you've got a bracelet. You've been tested for COVID. Oh, you've had your temperature checked. You're all suspect. And it sets up these internal checkpoints while the borders stay wide open. And we're taught that white people are the devil and they've got to be sent to, quote, re-education camps. They call it that name when it's a 3-day brainwashing, getting you ready for the real re-education camps. It's like they talk about overthrowing Trump with the military. They're very serious. They just say it and say it to condition you because you'll put up with anything.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So, she has been chosen because she's part African. And now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen,
We must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Operation Lockstep, Rockefeller Foundation, 2010. Quote, under the guise of a pandemic, we will create a prison state. A world of tighter, top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership with limited innovation and growing citizen pushback. It's only a 5-page synopsis. You might want to go read it. Just type in Operation Lockstep. And Operation Lockstep is the directive to the Rockefeller, Ford, Carnegie endowments that Bill and Melinda Gates takes directives from. By the way, that's on record. I can play you the galas where they have the Rockefeller and Ford Foundation events, and they thank Bill and Melinda Gates, and they say, thank you for your world depopulation fund, and they all clap, because their fund's actually technically named World Population Control Fund. And again, I can play you all these movies and TV shows, fiction, nonfiction, how humans are bad, let's get rid of everybody. But as soon as you talk to a Bill Maher who says he wants to get rid of the population, more death, more suicide, get the highway moving, well, do you want to die? No. He means you need to die. Like, there's a popular comedian. I sent Daria a clip of this a few days, and we never played it. He was on Joe Rogan's show, but he was on talking about depopulation. I want to find that, maybe play that next segment, because it's all so cute, it's all so funny, until it's you. Let me explain something about population. And Prager University does great analysis of this. It's 100% accurate, but if you're in the ocean, you could swim, or with a submarine, and you could go sometimes 100 miles along a coastline before you run into some coral reef or a wrecked ship or something. And as soon as you come up to that wrecked ship, you will see thousands of fish everywhere and stingrays and sharks. I've got a little lake house, and the neighbor goes, and he just doesn't put Christmas trees in the water. He just goes and puts posts in the water. And then we cast out to those posts 20 yards out and catch bass, because the bass just like to be around a post. And see, that's the thing about population. You can get in your car and you can drive in parts of America for 5 hours and not see another person when you take a side road. You take the main road, yeah, you'll see cars here and there, but as far as the eye can see, you won't see a house maybe for an hour. Now, is India overpopulated? Or areas of Africa overpopulated? Or areas of Latin America overpopulated? Is there an issue of people having 10 kids and then not having jobs in the future? Absolutely. But if you industrialize, people have less than 2 children on average, and things clean up very quickly. But the globalists have denied industrialization of the third world in their own admissions to control them. So I've studied the arguments of Bill Gates. I studied the arguments of Thomas Watson and the Cold Spring of Tarbor, and I've read their writings. And to them, it's an excuse for power and control over life and death. It's not about building people up and empowering them and giving them money and convincing them not to have more than 2 kids. It's about dumbing people down. The fluoride in the water, the GMOs, the vaccines that are designed to lower IQ. And then I can show you where they admit, Bertrand Russell and others, saying, we're going to put fluoride in the water, and we're going to put chemicals in vaccines to lower IQ. He said this in the 40s. He won international prizes for it, including Nobel, if memory serves. He proposed setting up a world government and nuking cities to depopulate, and then to never have war after that. The world government carries out a nuking process to get rid of 90% of the population. And the left, one time, Rick Linkletter was at my office, and he's a nice guy, an intellectual liberal, you know, at a certain level. And Rick's defended me when I've been attacked by everybody else. I don't want it. But he goes, you read Bertrand Russell? And he got the book. He's like, oh, he's the greatest liberal ever. I'm like, did you read where he said, set up world government and kill almost everybody to end war? And he goes, Rick's like, well, I have seen some of those writings. Very interesting. You know, I've got to get going. Is it my office or his office? I don't know. I just remember that. Maybe I pulled it off his shelf. The point is that this is so mainstream, folks, and you just don't read it. But Jay Dyer's coming up in the fourth hour. He's a smart guy. He goes and reads this stuff. I've gotten where I can't even read it anymore, the new stuff. I should be. He was reading the head of the Demos Group, a book from 2 years ago, admitting all of this even worse. How humans will be obsolete, how the robots are going to take over, how they're doing it on purpose. And I'm sitting here asking everyone, do you really want to go through this? And then I watch them take state and federal parks, and they're doing it all over Europe. And then Paul Watson wrote an article about how they're really shutting down freedom and how they're shutting down parks around the world, and how it's very, very serious. And the commenters are all like, yeah, I'm in Spain. Yeah, I'm in Japan. Yeah, I'm in Canada. Hey, I'm out in Colorado. Yeah, they just shut down the whole national park here and said you can't come in or you got to get a reservation, and then they're turning back 90% of people. I mean, they're having open world government summits and saying COVID-19 is the way for world government. It's being openly announced. And so I show up at the park, huge park, Greenbelt, hundreds of square miles, where my wife was told she had to be out, couldn't come in there. And I'm watching them turn away families that weren't told it was closed, with little snot-nosed teenagers going, yeah, it's closed. You have to get a reservation, and it's full. I go there, get in their face, explain it. The police go, he's right. You can't stop people. There's actually not a law, because somebody pointed out it was color law. That's a huge victory. Twitter edits it down to 1 minute and says, I just came and screamed at innocent people. No, they went and hid after they yelled at me. I walked through. They yell at me. They say, you're not allowed to know the park's full. And then I went and showed families being turned away by them. Seven cop cars show up. They go, Alex is right. This is unenforceable. You guys can't be doing this. And the police, on video, order them out. And that's in my full report. They say, hey, you guys, out of here. But what do you do when you're Austin American Statesman? You murder truth. So they put out the lie yesterday morning with the edited video promoted. It was pushed. It's on national TV as well. 8+ million views on Twitter. Number one on Twitter. Jones is Walter's show pick from The Big Lebowski. He just randomly shows up for no reason and yells at people who flip him off. No, when you hear on the audio, I walk by. I was going to ignore him, but I knew that you. And they go, hey, what are you doing? You got a pass? And the city's proposed charging for the Greenbelt. That's what this is, all the beginning of them taking control. And they put snot-nosed teenagers who were laughing at me, and I'd hear them go, F you. And then I'd walk over and say, you got a problem? Nothing. Leave me alone. I'm like, it's so pathetic. But that's the United Nations telling me you can't have a medical doctor on your show saying hydroxychloroquine treated 1,000 patients perfectly. You're banned. Doctors can't speak. UN says. UN says we're taking over this land. UN says we're in control of your medical system. UN says we're in control of your carbon. UN says, UN says, UN says, UN says, UN says. See, the UN takeover's here. And it was never going to be blue helmets. It's bureaucracy. They take control of your police and your government with the Strong Cities Initiative. And they render your federal government obsolete because the states and counties and cities are under their control. What do the globalists always say? What do liberals say? Let me say. They say all politics is local. Think globally, act locally. They run all the cities. They run the schools. They run your children. They run the drug companies. They run the media. And now they're mopping up everything and taking all the resources and all the freedom away. And they've got all the useful idiot followers loving the end of their freedom because they believe they're part of some great thing for the environment, when the globalist endgame is not just to overwrite humans, but all carbon-based life forms and build a new planet of new life where they will be gods. Their plan is to kill every whale, every monkey, every bird, every bacteria, and be omnipresent God. Their plan is total alien extermination of all life on Earth. Their leader is known as Satan.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We are on the march, but the globalists are counter-striking right now. The empire has struck back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. All right, and I didn't quite explain what I was getting into last segment, so some of you might not have got it. Cities are like coral reefs in the ocean. The humans are there. You go there because there's the business, there's the jobs, there's the concentration of people. So there's more opportunity on average. But then you always have parasites that move in, corrupt governments that move in, start taxing the wealth, and then drive people out of the city, and it falls apart. Same thing happens to nations or cultures or systems. Many times civilizations didn't fall because of environmental issues. They fell because of the ruling establishment was so decadent, so inbred, and so insane. And so it's just like coral reefs in the ocean. You can go hundreds of miles and not see a coral reef and not see hardly any fish, but suddenly you get near a coral reef, it's got fish everywhere. That's how population works. Now, it's true that modern civilization is like humans going to Mars in a year-long mission. And when you get there, even somebody that could run marathons is going to have trouble walking and is going to have serious trouble breathing, even in the reduced gravity of Mars. Well, that's what modern civilization's like. Yeah, we got antibiotics to stop a lot of bugs, but we're really weak now, and it kills our normal flora, and so we get cancer more often, and now the antibiotics aren't working. But that was all the parallel of regular science, hit or miss, a pro-human future being built. But the robber barons, going back about 150 years ago, openly began to research the science of population control, and so they've had the parallel of that building next to us, and now with computers, they're able, in automation, to supplant humans and really control us and track us. And so now the old track of the Renaissance, the pro-human future, is being degraded and shut down, and we're being forced over onto the new track. Now, it's true. The Renaissance that's set up by incredibly altruistic, hardcore, God-fearing visionaries like our forefathers and other visionaries that didn't believe in the same God but were visionaries. They can speak, you know, 5, 6, 7 languages. They believed in human empowerment, but they knew that it would create a largesse. It would create a lot of money and a lot of diversions and a lot of corrupt culture, and that we would go into a decadent cycle and corruption would set back in. So they created separation of powers to try to stop dictatorship and or mob rule. We're also a republic to stop that. But the nation's almost 250 years old. We're facing the same disease as every other successful, wealthy nation. And the so-called guardians of humanity, the guardians of the galaxy, are transhumanists that believe they're fallen, we're broken, they hate themselves, they hate us even more, and they're projecting their hate onto us. And so they want to overwrite the whole planet in a mad dash of wanting godhood and life extension. And by not caring and hating the earth and hating themselves and believing they're going to only become powerful by giving up their humanity, they have no guilt and no care about what happens to others because it's survival of the fittest. You deserve what's happening to you because you bought into their lie. But that's why they've always got to tell you they're lying to you, and they've got to trick you into giving up your free will, because metaphysically there is a law of the universe that if someone doesn't do something of their free will, even if you trick them, then you karmically, or reap what you sow, it comes back on you. But if you can trick someone, they believe it doesn't. And, of course, it really does, just not as immediate. So this, they understand the laws of the universe, but only so far. So the mainline religion is now a post-humanist exterminism. And it's all the headlines everywhere. And that's the big issue. Looking forward to the end of humanity, Wall Street Journal. The world without humans, New York Times. How beautiful it will be. How great it will be. But really, it's a bunch of evil people wanting to control the destiny of humanity so they control our trajectory. They decided the trajectory is nowhere. The most selfish, demonic thing you could ever imagine. But we, in the decadent cycle, they're making their move, are mesmerized and not aware of our potential and think there's either no hope or we don't care. Now, here's a little short report on Operation Lockstep and the United Nations Rockefeller operation being captained by Bill Gates. Here it is.
In 2010, they had the Rockefeller Foundation script a plan to introduce martial law in a permanent method for total control of the citizenry. In this plan that they disguised as an academic scenario, as they called it, the method they would use to gain complete prison-like control of the entire population was to infect them with a devastating biological pandemic, and then, under the guise of protecting us from this threat, they would be free to implement their final solution, a prison state.
It's called Lockstep, a world of tighter, top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership with limited innovation and growing citizen pushback. In 2012, the pandemic that the world had been anticipating for years finally hit. Unlike 2009's H1N1, this new influenza strain originating from wild geese, even the most pandemic-prepared nations were quickly overwhelmed when the virus streaked around the world, infecting nearly 20% of the global population and killing 8 million in just 7 months, the majority of them healthy young adults. The pandemic also had a deadly effect on economies. You can see the agenda. Just naked, raw, naked control agenda written down, and it's anybody's guess how this becomes effectuated in real life. So whether this is written specifically as marching orders or whether people take it upon themselves in the intelligence networks to say, okay, well, this has been produced, so this is the plan here. But these narratives have to be written in advance. Okay, the pandemic also had a deadly effect on economics. International mobility of both people and goods screeched to a halt. which is what they want. They want a completely isolated world, right? Debilitating industries like tourism and breaking global supply chains. And they want you at home, in your house, in front of the TV. Then they got you, because once you watch the TV, they own your soul. Even locally, normally bustling shops and offices sat empty for months, okay? So I love how they talk about it in the past tense in 2010.
That originally aired from the New Manhattan Project in 2014. They set up globalism to globally enslave us and kill the real international globalism that existed. Remember, they run the environmental movement to destroy the earth. They run globalism to destroy real internationalism. You understand? It's a big plan, and we ain't in it. Here's a few minutes, though, of Bill Burr, the comedian, up there saying, let's depopulate people on his Netflix special. Here it is.
The hell have I been doing with my life? Trying to get in shape, man. I hate going to the gym, so I decided I'd go veggie twice a week. It's brutal. I can only make it till about 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. That's what I realized about myself. You know that? Something has to die every day in order for me to live. Something's got to get its beak chopped off, its feathers yanked, uppercut to its jaw. Just in order for me to survive. I'm trying. Couscous and all that shit. It's awful. I saw this thing, though, that they said if everybody went vegan. If everybody went vegan, though, it would be a vegetarian, whatever the hell they said. One of those V1s, right? And they said it would be great for the environment. You know, because I guess there's all this cattle standing around. And when they fart, the gas goes up in the atmosphere and causes something. Right? They're always doing that shit. You know, if everybody went vegan, the air would be... If everybody drove an electric car, if everybody just had some snowshoes on. Right? They just won't come out and say it. Nobody has the balls to come out and say it and just say, look, 85% of you have to go. That's it. Is it? I have been bitching about the population problem for 3 specials in a row.
All right, we're going to break. I'm going to come back and I'm going to play more of this. And I'm going to get into the latest on the COVID hoax takeover and exactly where it's leading and what they're going to do to you and your family. And they're coming, they're going to shoot you up, and you're never going to have kids again, and you're going to get cancer and die. And they're going to have liability protection, and Bill Gates is going to laugh about it. And by the way, Bill Gates is all over the news. He's come back out of hiding like a moray eel. Saying he's not involved with the vaccines, he's not involved with implantable chips, he's not involved, of course, but then he's rolling it all out, and he's funding the implantable chips. So it's more of the gaslighting they engage in. Please don't forget that the big special, Back to Work, Back to School, Reopen America special, double Patriot points, and 50 to 60% off all the high-quality supplements, and the Alexa Pure Breeze 4-stage ion filter at cost at $137. That's all going to end this Sunday. All going to end this Sunday. Also, the Blocket Pockets, we've sold out. Little Privacy Pockets, we've sold out of all the black ones, and it's back order, but we've got them in other 3 colors so you can protect your phone and not be tracked by the globalists. Those are available at InfoWarsStore.com as well, but they're selling out quick.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Well, we're 6 months into